Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Six scientists have come to South America with the secret of a death ray, and all but one of them were dead. Charco still lived, and Charco now had full details of the weapon. As the Rio Carnival reached its climax, he'd departed to some distant hideout. It seemed we had little chance of discovering the whereabouts of this hideout, let alone the secret of the ray, until the American flyer Herman Nagel returned to the scene once again. He was prepared to help us, but at a price, a high price. But Sir Giles didn't hesitate to accept. And so we decided to return to the city at once to gather the necessary American dollars. But as we were passing through a warehouse to reach the car, a former school chum of mine barred the way. Roger Deauville had a gun in each hand and no kindly expression on his face.
As I was saying, gentlemen, Chucko tricked me. I've no chance now of getting anything on the ray, but I'm not letting anyone else get anything.
What gives you the notion that Sir Giles and myself might glean anything?
Yes, indeed. What?
You've come to some arrangements with friend Nagel, haven't you?
But Nagel's in business. What's to stop you making a deal with him yourself?
Don't worry, Carson. I've tried. Nagel won't have me on.
Yeah, that was bad luck.
You know, you're the one who should be complaining about bad luck, Carson. You and Sir Giles.
Then you're really serious about rubbing us out, as you so romantically described it.
I am.
But what's to be gained? You're planning to leave the country and all your interests here.
How do you know that?
Because, old chap, we happen to know that you're aiming to raise the getaway money by selling out all the chattels and so forth in an antique business.
How do you know this, Carson?
Oh, little bird told me.
That's it, old fellow. We are both bird-watching cranks, you know. The hobby often pays off.
Or could it be that the pair of you were responsible for a certain person disappearing?
Really, Deauville, we don't follow.
I'm referring to the owner of that antique shop, Helena Jansen.
Oh, your sister, you mean?
So you know she's my sister, eh?
So, the little bird again.
Or has my dear sister gone running into your arms at last?
Oh, she's always welcome, old chap.
Carson, never mind about trying to be smart. Even back in our school days, you were a little too smug and sure of yourself. But Helena going over to you is the last straw. Nothing will stop me now.
Deauville, perhaps we might come to terms.
Sir Giles, what?
Allow me, Carson. You're anxious to raise enough money to get out of the country. Well, then, perhaps we could manage that.
Oh, really, sir, I don't follow that.
You don't, Carson? I'd say that Sir Giles was suddenly concerned about his own neck.
I've risked my neck many a time, Deauville. It's simply that I fail to see how your personal predicament calls for cold-blooded slaughter.
You don't, eh?
So if it's money you want,
I'll raise what money I want in what manner I choose. I'm not risking any further interference by Carson or yourself. So this is a final...
What the devil?
Young Oshido! Oh. He's thrown a knife.
A final... Goodbye.
Watch out, Carson!
Miss.
He's falling.
And drop the guns. Grab them, sir.
Yes, yes.
I'll put the fella gently to the floor. Like so. You asked for this, old chap.
Excellency, what else am I able to do? What else?
You've done splendidly. It was either his life or ours.
Carson, I've had this coming for a long time.
Well, so, you have.
As Elena always said, I've been a traitor.
You have, Roger.
I'm done for, Carson, but I'll tell you something.
Tell me what?
You don't know what a traitor really is.
How so?
You'll find out, Carson. You'll find out.
He's gone, Carson.
So, sir. I never thought it would end here, abruptly like this.
He's dead, Excellency?
I fear so.
I do not wish him death, but what else can I do?
Let there be no recriminations. Deauville deserved all he got. What are you doing, Carson?
I'm just going through his pockets. See? Wallet, diary. Never know what they might yield.
Of course. Say, what the deuce?
It's Nagel.
I heard two shots. Figured maybe Deauville got you both.
He certainly did not.
So I can see.
Listen, Nagel. Did you know he was lurking here by any chance?
Sure.
And you let us walk into...
I didn't let you walk into nothing. I knew your man Friday was lurking close handy.
Howsoever.
I mind my own business, Carson. You guys want me to dispose of the body?
Something will need to be done.
Yes, Carson.
Then if you'll quit whining, I'll see to it.
But how...
Listen, Bud, this wouldn't be the first time that someone had just vanished. The inland jungles don't tell tales. They keep many a secret.
I think I understand.
Yeah, but you understand I do this only as long as I'm engaged for the other job.
Oh, yes, yes. And we'll get back to the city and dig out the money right away.
Okay, then. Like I said before, I'll be waiting here.
Fine. We'll make a move, Carson.
Yes, sir.
Come along, Angelo.
Indeed, Excellency.
You're proving every bit as valuable to us as your late uncle. Carson, you're looking strangely pensive.
Oh, just thinking, sir. Amongst other things, how we're going to break this to Elena when we get back to the apartment. But as you say, must make a move. Young Angelo couldn't drive, so I took the wheel of the Rolls. We made good time along the bay, but had to slow down again when we ran into the carnival crowds. The merrymaking seemed to be mocking us. And once again I thought of what was hanging over the heads of these people. A death ray. A weapon that had long been the dream of twisted minds. A weapon capable of shattering peace. A weapon that was perhaps already in working order. But breaking the news to Elena became the immediate problem as we entered the apartment. However, we were in for a surprise.
Miss Jensen?
It's no use, Sir Giles. She's not here.
This alarms me greatly, Carson. Why should she have gone? She assured us she'd be waiting here.
No idea, sir.
Hasn't the young woman any regard for her own safety? She'll be running into trouble.
I can't understand it, sir.
I don't like to say it, Carson, but I have a feeling that she's gone. Really gone. Carson, unless Nagel takes off within the hour, you'll be here for the night.
But, sir, we've no idea precisely how far or how long it takes to reach Chaco's hideout.
Yes, that's so. But I'd be very much happier if you could get out of town and on your way immediately. There's always the danger that someone or something may obstruct you here.
Well, let's see the time.
You've already given Miss Jensen a little over an hour.
Another few minutes, sir.
Whatever you say, Carson. Please don't get the impression that I'm trying to chase you off.
Oh, perish the thought.
But Nagel's a contrary fellow. He may change his mind.
I don't think so, sir. Always sticks to his end of a bargain.
Some bargain. $5,000.
It'll be worth every cent if we can find out Chaco's whereabouts.
Let's hope so. I really think that I should be going along with Angelo and yourself.
No nonsense, sir. Someone's got to hold the fort this end.
Well, I suppose so.
But there's something been worrying me.
I knew it. You've been sitting there with your forehead a mass of furrows. What is it?
Deauville. What he said just before he passed on.
What was that, Carson?
Well, at least he had the decency to admit that he'd been a traitor to his country.
He did.
But he said something about me not knowing what a traitor really was. And that I'd find out.
Did he?
Well, you must remember, sir.
I do recall him mumbling something. I thought he was drivel. His mind going, you know.
He seemed dead serious about it.
What a traitor really was, that you'd find out.
Sir.
I wonder, did he mean his sister? That might explain why she's not here. Of course, that's it.
No, it's not, sir.
But old fella...
I didn't seem to apply to Elena.
No? Carson, I think it makes sense this time.
Then what, sir?
It would account for his silence.
But who is this, Sir Giles?
I find myself rather horrified at the thought... Yet others have proved to be equally treacherous.
But who, sir?
The Major.
The Major? Not Aubrey Dent.
Yes, Carson.
Oh, it's impossible.
No, the more I think about it, the more perturbed I become.
But we've absolutely no reason to doubt Aubrey.
Haven't we? Carson, I fear I've been keeping something from you. You know that Dent flew down to the Lake District of the Argentine.
So, sir, to recover from that bullet wound he collected. But what of it?
I didn't want to burden you with too much at the... one time, but I was dismayed to learn that he hadn't arrived in the Lake District. I checked with the hotel where he was supposed to stay and many other hotels.
When did you do this, sir?
When you and young Angelo were out in the carnival crowds, on the track of Chaco and the Cossack.
It is curious.
I was deeply upset, Carson. Though it never really occurred to me until this remark of Deauville's. that Dent may have been playing a double game.
Yet he's a highly regarded operator.
Oh, indeed. But I've already mentioned, others in his position have succumbed to the lures of the opposition.
No, I can't resign myself to it, Sir Giles.
But neither of us knew him particularly well.
Granted.
Anyway, I'll do what I can to trace him. Doesn't look as if Miss Jensen's coming back to us.
Doesn't, I fear.
So I think you'd better rejoin Nagel and be on your way. Though, do take care of yourself, old fellow. You're going towards the very heart of the darkness.
The old boy came right down to the street to farewell us. He was highly agitated, anxious that we shouldn't miss out on Nagel, doubting Helena, shaken at the thought that Aubrey Dent may have been playing a double game. We took a taxi back through the carnival crowds, then down to the bay. Herman Nagel was standing by. The late Roger Deauville was on board the plane that rode at the mooring some 50 yards out. A miserable inn for a man, yet fitting to the life he'd led. In a shed near the end of the jetty, I handed over the $5,000.
Right, Carson. I won't bother counting them. I'll just split them in half. Yeah, that ought to be around about $2,500.
And what's all this in aid of, Nagel?
I'm leaving half here, Carson, just so as you'll understand that I'm on the level. Half goes into this locker.
Well, please yourself. But I'm prepared to take a risk.
The only risk you take is having my plane cut out over mountain and jungle, or getting mixed up with this charcoal guy. Well, here it goes. All locked up. The last place anyone would go looking for $2,500. Yeah, but before we row out, you seen this newspaper?
Oh, I haven't had much time to.
You read the lingo. Take a glance at the headline.
Two airliners missing, same area. Vanished without trace.
Yep, and it's in much the same area that we're hidden.
What are you getting at, Nagel?
I was just wondering whether both them planes might have fallen foul of a death ray.
Was it possible that Chaco already had the dread weapon in working order? We'd discovered that it was near completion, waiting only for the information of the Cossack. And so it was, in a mood of near despair, that I set out on the last journey in Operation Death Ray. Undercover Carson is written by Michael Noonan and produced by Reginald Goldsworthy for Macquarie Broadcasting Service.